I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers in Pakistan need your prayers following a church attack. More on that in a moment. Plus, Pentecost Sunday is coming up, and one group wants you to save the date. Stick around to learn why. But here's our first story. On Sunday, an FMI church was attacked in Lahore, Pakistan. 12 men attempted to illegally seize the church property of a 100-member congregation. The church security detail used their FMI security training to prevent the attackers from entering the church building. When the pastor contacted the police, he and his elders were detained for 6 hours. And the next day, the police also reneged on the promise to investigate the attempted land grab.
It was evident that the assailants had actually paid the police a bribe to not investigate, and the police are just dragging their heels on the situation and said they refuse to investigate unless a court compels them to do so.
Allen says corruption is rampant in Pakistan. As a minority, Christians are often oppressed in the country with little recourse.
The Christians really say, all we have left is the body of Christ who will intercede for us before the throne of the one who is sovereign over all the nations. And so they really just rely on God to continue to protect them and allow them to engage in Christian activity and worship and fellowship.
So pray for encouragement, wisdom, and perseverance for these believers, and ask God to reveal himself through this process. On another note, headlines from Muslim-majority nations like Pakistan serve a dual purpose. One, their current events, and two, each headline is a call to action. Prayercast director Chris Ruge says every time Muslims appear in the headlines this month, it's a reminder to pray for the Muslim world.
The more we know, the more we notice. As I learn more about what it means to be a Muslim, about what they're experiencing during Ramadan, about all these different facets of the Muslim world, as I learn more about that, I notice more things in the news that may have not caught my eye before. And now, rather than just seeing a headline, my heart is stirred, and instead of just reading a story, God leads me in prayer for the people who are involved in that story.
Ruge says the next 4 weeks are critical because it's Ramadan, a holy month on the Muslim calendar. So pray that Muslims will encounter the one true God during Ramadan. Find specific prayer needs in Prayercast's Love Muslims video series.
I am praying that he will use this to rally his body around the world in a way that we would look back and say, that started something that was historically significant in all of redemptive history.
And Pentecost Sunday is 1 month away. This day marks the 10th day after Christ's ascension, when the Holy Spirit descended on the disciples. It's also considered the launch of the global movement to spread the gospel. And that makes it fitting that the Alliance for the Unreached has chosen this day to hold the annual International Day for the Unreached. The focus of the day? To unite the church to fulfill the Great Commission. For Seed Company, a member of the Alliance, their work is centered on accelerated Bible translation. Seed Company's Matt Nisley says,
when I have gone to countries such as Kenya or Zambia this past year, there is just a hunger that is there and a strong urgency, I feel, that not only within the organizations but in the countries that I visited, that desperately want to be reached.
As Christians, let's deeply invest through prayer and even financial support and make the gospel available in every tongue.
I can just open my mobile phone and read the Bible right there when halfway around the world, that little girl doesn't know that Jesus loves her.
We'll connect you with resources and how you can get involved with the International Day for the Unreached this Pentecost Sunday at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.